Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium brands. Raycon's offering you 15% off your... Raycon's offering you 15% off their products. And here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
Welcome back to the Skim Show. It's been a week, right?
Yep.
We did it last week.
We did it last week.
We're a couple days late, but not too bad.
We got to quit just apologizing and just put a show up.
I know. I can't help it. There's all kind of goo here. Sorry, we're recording in the kitchen, which you probably can hear because it's a little echoey in here. Not too bad, though.
He's talking about the dirtiness of the table, but that's only because we've eaten on it recently.
Well, yeah, we just had Thai food on it, and there's some Thai goo on there.
Thai goo.
Yeah. Look at that dog. It looks like a bat laying in the cave. Anyway, so it's been a while, but we're back, and we're happy to be here, and we hope you're all doing all right. It's a busy week. We get our shots tomorrow, our second Pfizer Rainer shots. Lay down, girl. You don't need any of this. Anyway, so that's Friday. And a little nervous.
Nervous that we might not feel well on Saturday. It's hard to be worried about possibly being sick, possibly 12 hours after something, and not making any plans.
Yeah. The worst part is it's not even like real sick. You're just sort of responding as if you're sick.
Yeah, it's the unknown.
Your antibodies are just going, or your what am I trying to say? Your immune system's having a response, and that's good. That's how, you know, it works. But some people have a really wicked response, and some don't. I'm hoping we don't. Like you were talking about.
We can hope for that.
Your dad kind of sailed through it, and your mom had a rough one.
Well, for only about 12 hours, so it wasn't too bad.
It's a long time.
Well, the whole day. Like not feeling well.
What's worse, 12 hours?
I want the 12 hours while I'm sleeping. I want it in the middle of the night.
But what's worse, 12 hours of somebody slapping you in the face over and over?
Oh.
Or 1 hour of, oh, no, I'll do it even better. Would you rather have 12 hours of someone just slap, 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 or 30 seconds of somebody sticking needles in your fingernails?
I'm going to go with 30 seconds only because it's over in 30 seconds.
Yeah, but that's going to feel longer because the torture is worse. That's going to feel longer than the 12-hour slap.
I'm hoping for neither.
Well, you won't have to do it. I'm guessing you're not in line for either, but it's important to think of these things so that you get the broad range of possibilities. Like, you know, 2 years in isolation is probably better than 1 day.
In an ICU, yes.
Well, strip naked while people... you know, pee on you in public or something. I know this is extreme, but that's my point.
These are some serious extremes you've thought about.
Do you want to hear about the horrible dream I had the other night?
Oh, I don't know.
I need to finally get this out of my system. It was really weird.
You're in a weird mood today. Let me just put it out there.
I owned a giant company in this dream.
Okay.
And it was huge. And the offices were office building stuff and offices and that sort of stuff. And a big warehouse kind of thing.
Okay, normal business.
Just a big business.
Okay.
But it was so big in the dream, everything was just big and there were people everywhere. And for some reason, I was in charge of everything, so I assume I owned it. And at one point in the dream, everything seemed normal. In fact, the day was winding down and people were getting ready to go home and everything seemed normal. But I ended up in this bathroom, like a office bathroom.
Okay.
And in the bathroom... for some reason, at the bottom of a urinal is like what looked like a doll's face sticking halfway out of water and urine and, you know, it was pretty gross. But it was like a
ew.
Little doll face going like this.
What are you eating
I know,
at night?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Ugh.
So I see this doll face and I think, oh, that's weird. Why would that be in here? Anyway, did my business anyway. And then I couldn't get the doll out of my head. I'm like, why is that doll in there? Why is that doll in there? But I'm going about shutting down the company, you know, getting everybody
home.
Turning
off all the lights.
Turning off all the lights, getting people home. See you later, Bill. See you Monday, that kind of stuff. And then right about the time we're supposed to go, an alarm goes off and an announcement says, a a baby has been found murdered in the men's bathroom on floor 3 or whatever. Ugh. Like some kind of I know. So it turns out this was like not, it wasn't a doll. It was like a real kid.
Ew.
In a urinal.
Seriously, what are you eating?
I don't know.
At night that gives you these weird of dreams.
That was like, I don't eat at night. That's the thing. I quit eating at 7. Maybe I need to eat before bed.
I mean, I know
bed.
That, but I'm like, did you cheat and have something really weird?
No.
Squid or something?
No.
I don't know.
I haven't done anything
gave
weird.
You weird dreams?
I haven't done anything weird as far as I know. But lately, those are my dreams. I don't know what's going on. Don't know what it means, why I would have such weird psycho
yes,
dreams.
Yes, I would love for someone to analyze that dream and tell
I'm
you
sure
what
we'll
that's
get,
all about.
I'm sure we'll get a very scientific answer from somebody. What's wrong with me? But it was very odd. And in the dream, we immediately went into like hardcore detective mode to find out what happened.
But didn't everyone just already leave the building?
Well, there were some left, and then we banded together like a super team of like...
Sorry, I'm acting like this is... Well, hold on a second. Let's analyze this correctly.
Why don't you tell me what you think it means?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about that dream.
It was a little infant-y baby,
if
like
I
tiny.
If I have a dream and it's really weird, I'm blaming you. Because that's
because of this?
A weird
just because
one.
Of this conversation?
Yes.
I don't
absolutely.
Know, man. I'm just saying, like, usually when I have weird dreams like that, it's usually because something's going on or there's a big storm outside.
Yes, I can see the high
but there hasn't been a
that.
Storm.
No.
So I don't know what to blame this on except psycho freaking night brain. And I hate it. I really disliked it. It was an awful dream.
Yeah, all my dreams have been weird. I can't remember mine like you do.
You don't remember them when you get up.
No.
Yeah, so mine are vivid.
But vivid. I know they're just kind of odd. Like, yeah. Well, I think all dreams are kind of odd to some degree. They always
there's
feel
some
a little
details
weird.
I don't remember. Like, you were in this dream, but I don't remember your role or what you had to do with it. But I remember you being in it.
Hmm.
And I remember, who was the other person that was in it? Oh.
That you knew?
John Goodman. No, the actor.
Oh.
John Goodman's in this dream.
Is he the security guard?
No. Just a dude. In fact, he wasn't one of the guys that helped at the end to find out who could, you know, did this murder. It was like somebody else, but
just
it's
in a
not,
white suit, like Colonel Sanders or something. What are we talking about?
I mean, I do read comics before bed, but none of them are about this stuff.
No,
No, it's like Justice League and stuff. It's like boring compared to
that
baby murder dream.
Ugh.
Yeah. It was awful. So anyway, whatever that's about, I need that to stop.
We need a good solid
yes.
night's sleep.
When does that happen in my life?
It hasn't happened in like a year for me.
It's like, easy to blame.
I think when, you know, we all went in lockdown, and then a week later, we had our earthquake here, which was loads of fun.
Yeah.
And it took me a good 3 to 5 months to not feel dread when I went to sleep at night, or to even go to bed. I would stay up and watch TV till 11, 12, sometimes 1, because I didn't want to go to sleep because the earthquake had woken me out of a sleep.
Yeah.
Whenever it happened.
Right.
So I had this like weird, I don't even want to go to bed. I'll stay up all night. It's fine. I'll pull an all-nighter.
No.
That won't work for a year.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, it's easy for me to blame everything on the stupid pandemic, but I think there's something to it.
Everyone, I'm sure, is having similar problems with sleep.
That's
with
bad.
Eat, with all of it.
Does that mean like all of Gen X is going to die early because we all stressed out so bad for a year? Is that what's going to happen? The youngers are just, they're more resilient. They'll be fine. The olders are whatever. They're already far gone. They don't believe it's happening anyway. But for us, it's like, you know, I don't know. I feel like sleep matters and I'm not sleeping great.
Not
I don't even do this.
Great.
Carter noticed I was doing emails earlier. And when I'm really intent doing an email, I hold my breath sometimes.
Oh, really?
So I'll go, I'll do the thing, and then suddenly go, like almost
that's
like the snoring
good.
Thing. I know it's not.
That's like awake apnea.
That's a terrible, terrible breath control, and we need to be breathing, because I need the oxygen as much as you do. Anyway, do you want
it
to do
needs
an,
it.
Should we do an email?
Sure.
All right, let's break through Scott's psychosis and read an email. This is from Lorelai.
There you go.
Kim just happens to be rewatching
The Gilmore Girls
for the 12th time in a row?
It's not that many, but...
It's like fourth.
Yeah, probably fourth.
Yeah. But you're not the only one. A lot of people...
It's a very comfort food. I know what's going to happen, so mm-hmm. I can sit and watch it and do other things, be on my phone, check mm-hmm. email. And it's
you.
Just like in the background. I love that.
She has a thing for Kirk, I think.
Oh my gosh.
And his caved-in
Luke,
chest.
Luke, definitely.
Luke's pretty great. All right. Hi, Scott and Kim. Lorelai here. My husband and I welcomed our daughter, Charlotte Ray, to the world 6 months ago. We started, I was hoping they'd name her Rory, but anyway, whatever. We started talking about having a second when she was 1.5 years old and wanted your advice. Some concerns are finances, our current lifestyle and quality of life, and our marriage, our connection, our intimacy, and so on. Another main concern is having two would mean us feel like we're hurting like it's hurting cats. Would we enjoy both of their childhoods with them, be able to invest our time in their development and exploration if we had to work full-time, etc., or do we just feel the pressures of running a household and supporting them, you know? Would love to have your perspective, having gone through parenting with three awesome kids of your own. P.S. Kim mentioned not being able to eat or drink before the mouth swab COVID test and having general issues generating saliva. My advice, think of those sour head candies. My apologies in advance to everyone who's listening now who is needlessly flowing with the spits. Much love, Lorelei.
I absolutely love that. That would have helped me.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah, maybe.
Two things on that.
It's working email. Right now.
Weird. Be like Lemon the dog heads. Just like drooling all over the place. Two things. When we were having kids, we decided to wait to get pregnant again when the oldest was 2.5 mm-hmm. years old. Mm-hmm. So about a year later than you're talking about, which whatever works for you. But well,
we ended up doing three total years between births, right?
Yeah. So it was like they were 3 years apart, but I never wanted to have two in diapers. I know that's probably selfish, but I was like, I don't want to have two, you know, a brand new baby and you change their diaper. It's no big deal. But then you have a 3 year old and you change in their diaper and it's like Armageddon in there. It's awful. It's so stinky. So that's just what I'm going to put out there.
Yeah.
I also liked when they turned 3 and we had the next one, they were helpful.
Mm-hmm.
They would go get things like the diaper, the wipes, whatever you needed.
They were helpful.
They were big enough to do that, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That, like I used to worry about this too. It's a stupid old thing I used to say, but like, oh, now we're having two. We got to do man.
You're going from man to zone defense when you had 3.
Zone came with 3. So it was always like this basketball scenario. But I will admit, 3 was hard. I remember 3 being harder of an adjustment. Once you do, you adjust, and it's okay. But I remember in the beginning feeling like it was a lot to handle because we had a very active 6-year-old.
A very active 3-year-old.
A 3-year-old who was, you know, super demanding of our attention. And then Nick, who was pretty easy as a baby.
Yes.
But still, it was just like balancing it all.
But I remember thinking the same thing she did, where it was like, could I have as much fun with 2 as this one's so much fun.
Will I be neglecting one to favor the other and that kind of stuff?
I never felt like that once Carter came along. No. It was never an issue.
You just have to, like, you know, do good team play here with your husband. That's important. Don't be the one doing it all.
Yeah. That's definitely a big factor in it.
And if the main thing is if the kids are happy and having a good time with their parents, then you're doing it right. So you're fine.
Exactly.
I mean, there's always going to be sibling rivalry of some kind or another. I don't care who you are.
Although
there's always going to be something.
Carter said just the other day, we never made her feel like the middle child. Mm. And I thought, wow, that's kind of a compliment.
Yeah, but
coming from her.
If you asked Taylor, if I asked Taylor, did we ever push too hard that Carter was our creative child? She might say, yeah, maybe a little. Like, I feel like we maybe favored it toward the middle. Not favored it, but.
But I feel like they say middle children get, like, left out of things. They're like,
that's
you're
true.
Not the oldest,
we
you're
didn't
not
do
the
that.
Baby. We made sure
yeah,
we
didn't
that.
Do that. I don't feel like anybody got left out. I just think there's a natural inclination for the olders to be annoyed that they're no longer
the
special
baby.
Single baby, that there are others now that it get your attention.
I think that's why we waited, that it felt right to have them be 3 years apart, though, because they felt like they were the big kid all of a sudden. Instead of feeling like someone's taking their place, they felt like they were the older child. They were
3
the
is great.
Older sibling.
I remember Taylor, like, helping you cook and putting on aprons and just, she loved that period. And then she only became resentful of it when, you know, the other one cried a lot and she... If she needed something, it came second place to whatever
you're
emergency
like, hold
the baby's
on a minute.
Having.
Baby needs me. And it was like, ugh.
But I do think time matters. Like a little bit of separation time matters. The 3-year-old can speak and communicate. And this potty training has happened, hopefully. And, you know, there's a lot of human attributes to the 3-year-old by the time the new one's there.
Once again, though, that's just for us.
That's just us.
For
yeah,
some
we
people,
don't, yeah.
they have 4 and 4 years, and that's fine, too.
We know it people that had seven them. And seven. Remember, what's her hair? Hair lady? Did she have like seven or eight in a row?
Bam, bam, Cameron bam. Was the last name.
Yeah, well, you don't have to dox her on the air. I
know. Hair lady. She had really awesome blonde hair. That's why.
And it was long.
Like, really, really long.
Crazy. And her maiden name was Hair.
Yes, it was.
Which is that's hilarious. Right. Her and her sisters could start a alopecia farm. It was amazing. But some people are built for that.
Yeah.
We weren't. Ah, Rainer, I'm going to kill you. I like dogs, so don't push me to the edge there. You know what it is?
There's a dog Molly's running, out back, being yeah. run out there. Yep.
Just don't like how it comes on all of a sudden. Stop. Hop up. Or maybe not. There's plastic there. She's going to bugger.
Anyway,
email? Good email. Yeah, I got one more.
Hopefully
here.
That helped.
Actually, before I read this one, I'm going to remind you guys. I have them right here. How much I like my Raycon wireless earbuds. Listen, you can hear it. That's the case. And then there are these little earbuds. The E20, let's see, which model is mine? I always forget the name on these. It doesn't matter. They're the smaller ones, and then they have the larger kind of business ones. I ended up getting a pair of those too, and those are awesome as well. Kim's looking at me like, where's mine?
I didn't get a pair of those. I don't wear headphones very often.
She doesn't really. Yeah, you never do any of that stuff.
Scott
but
loves
I do.
Them. He wears them all the time.
I do all the time. There's a funny story about that.
Although I may have to borrow those because when I go out to do the gardening, that would be perfect not to have wires.
Yeah, you might like those others. I'll show them to you.
Okay.
Anyway, here's a funny story. When in our last place that we lived in our neighborhood, we had this lady across the street who was awesome. We really like her, but she kept seeing me out jogging in the morning. Wearing headphones. It's back before wireless was in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the old stock headphones. And I would often put them in my t-shirt when I wasn't wearing them. They would hang up here and then have a loop around my shirt and then down to my phone or whatever.
So it just looked like Scott was all wired up.
So it looked like I'm all wired up. And she was like all concerned. Does he have some sort of
heart
condition?
Does he have
condition?
A heart condition? Is he wearing, you know.
Is that some kind of meter to check and make sure he's not overdoing it? It's like, oh my gosh, no, I'm just an idiot. That's
he
all
just wears them all the time.
So now I'm fully wireless with these everyday pair. I love these things. And you would love them too. I can promise you that. I don't know about you, but I always feel like when I'm looking at a screen now more than ever, I'm always staring at a freaking screen. It's just pandemic time. That's kind of where we're at. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of some kind of distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for is by sticking these Raycon wireless earbuds in my head and listening to something great. Music, podcasts, books on tape. Not really tape anymore, but, you know.
Audiobooks. That's thanks. What you're thinking.
Did I really say books on tape?
You did.
Holy crap.
Well, that just aged everybody.
Well, whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcast or binging an audiobook, like Kim called it, powering through a workout, whatever it is, you know, you got some playlist that you love and you want to hear it. There's no need for dangling wires or stems to get in your way. Raycon comes in a range of stylish colors, and all of them are out of the way. So you're not whacking them and pulling cables out and all that other stuff. They're built to perform anywhere and at any time with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. The battery life is super long, 6 hours out of these tiny things. Can you believe that?
Awesome.
I'm not going to name names, but I have other pairs of earbuds that do not last this long. what else? The best part, I think, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everybody with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. That is true, and you can go check it for yourself. I love these things. These have been fantastic. I can't say enough about them. They've been, honestly, I don't have a bad thing to say.
So they're already half the price of regular ones, and then you get 15% off.
Yeah, and the work ones, they come with a USB-C charger, which is becoming more and more popular for everything. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, oh man, where's my tiny weird cable? I don't know what it even works with or whatever. Just grab your USB-C charger that your Switch is on or your freaking notebook or whatever, and boom, you're in. Rainer, quit looking at the door. It was all one sentence. Yeah. All right. You've heard me say all this before. I just want you to get a pair, okay? So Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for our listeners. Here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim. And that's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare.
And keep in mind, you have Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody doesn't want these.
Hint, Scott Johnson.
Oh, maybe Kim should get some wireless earbuds. That's 15% off buyraycon.com/skim. Buyraycon.com/skim. All right. To the next email, Kim. Are you ready for this?
To the next.
This is from William Townsend. He's the William from Slidell. Yeah, remember that?
I talk to him all the time. He gives me the best recipes.
He's a cool guy. Says, this is a question for the Skim Show. When you make a turkey, do you brine it? We just did one.
We did.
Yeah, for Easter. Thanks, Easter.
Thanks, Easter.
There's still turkey in the fridge, and I love it, and don't throw away yet.
I'm not throwing anything
You do
away.
This sometimes.
When it goes bad, I do.
We had half a bag of bagels over here that were just fine, and you threw it out.
They were hard as a rock this morning.
I ate one. I ate half one last night. It was great. There was nothing wrong with it.
This morning, they were hard as a rock.
She does this. I'll get you another bagel. Freshness freak.
I am a freshness freak.
Anyway, so do you use a wet or dry brine? When I'm deep frying a whole turkey, I'll do it overnight. Wet brine with stuff like brown sugar, Aleppo, chili flakes, green garlic, allspice, and mustard seeds. But when I'm doing just a turkey breast in the oven or a smoker, I use an 8-hour dry brine with salt and black pepper. I always brine it since Alton Brown says that it keeps it juicier. What do you think, Kim?
I already emailed him back.
Oh, you've already answered this question?
I answered him, but I haven't answered it on the show.
Oh, he did email you the show.
Yeah. Okay. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, I usually do a wet brine. I pull out my 5-gallon spout cooler that we take on camping trips.
Wait. Is that the one you'd put like an orange drink in?
Yeah, okay. Like a athletics cooler.
Yeah.
So it usually is about a 14, 15-pound turkey, so it fits right in there.
Yeah.
And I do all the seasoning. I do a sugar and a salt and the mustard seed and peppercorns and all the things.
Put Coke in there, or was that just the pork today?
Pork carnitas takes Coke.
Okay. And we're doing pork stuff for a whole other thing.
So I did the wet brine for maybe 24 to 36 hours. I did a little bit longer because I wanted to make sure it was completely thawed. It's a really good way to thaw it, too, before you bake it. And then I put it in a baking bag and put it in the oven. Well, he was talking about frying one, which is fantastic if you want to fry a turkey. They're so good, but you just have to make sure they're not.
Yeah.
They're completely thawed because if there's any water inside, it'll explode the whole thing.
Kill everybody, yeah.
Well, you know, burn down your garage, whatever.
Before you know it, there's a dead baby in the bathroom at the
Fit Country. Oh, my gosh.
I just wanted to say, just as a reviewer here, Kim's turkey was fantastic this week, and it was moister.
It is extremely moist. It kind of gets all into the meat.
Mm-hmm.
But I also put lemon and onion inside mine. I don't stuff it with stuffing.
Mm.
I stuff it full of that so it keeps its shape, doesn't go flat or fall in the middle. And it was really lemony. It was good.
I have a question about the Thai food we had today.
Okay. Totally just throwing subjects all
over. No, it's okay. You remind me of it. There's little tiny onions that my grandma ate in the 70s.
Pearl onions.
Mm-hmm. They come in like a can.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you can buy them fresh.
They're the devil's nipples. I hate them.
Why? Because you think it's something else?
I think it's just potato? I think it's just, they taste bad.
You go
bad.
To think, oh, it's a potato, and you taste it, and you're like, ugh.
It's mushy and soury. It's not good onion taste. It's a bad onion taste.
It's actually a really good onion taste in things like pickles. If you're pickling something, it gives you that onion taste without
it
being bitter.
What's it called again?
Pearl onions.
Pearl onions.
Yeah, they're little tiny ones.
Like the little corns. What are those called?
The baby corn.
Baby corn?
Yeah.
Those don't taste right either.
It's because you're over there trying to eat it all the...
They feel like horrible 1975 experiments in food replication.
Yeah,
and
they're
kind of
weird.
The reason I ask is that Thai food had one of those in there, but only one. So I had drunken noodles, which was fine. Otherwise, very good. But in
you
the
sure
middle
it
of that,
like a white radish or something?
No, it was definitely one of those little pearl onions. It tasted like it and everything. I immediately went back to going to my grandma's on a Friday afternoon and having her make meatloaf or whatever.
And they had pearl onions on her meatloaf?
Oh, yeah. She had it put in everything.
Really?
Yeah, those things were always out. There was a bowl of them just for people who liked them. Like Jell-O molds with...
It's like pimentos. It's in that same category as all the weird food they had in the
70s. All that bad food in the 70s. Rainer, quit whining. All this pearl onion talk's got her all excited. Rainer, stop. Shh. Calm down. You're okay. Here, jump up on me.
No, she's not allowed to.
She's basically a human bat.
She's a cat.
She's like a cat. We love you, though. All right, there's that email. How about this one?
Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Will.
I'd like to hear from you.
This is from Justin wrote in. He's from Arkansas. You may be familiar with that. Hey, the governor there vetoed that horrible anti-trans bill they tried to push through there.
Good.
Yeah, it was nice to see. Now his Republican career will be ruined because everyone thinks he's a turncoat, but whatever. I think he did the right thing.
He did the right thing.
Justin from Arkansas says, Scott and Kim, this past winter, my wife and I started early spring cleaning. Kim's been doing a bit of that.
Uh-huh.
I've done none of it.
Do you ever?
Yes. I do. Some sort of. Usually at your behest. Anyway, we started in December, and now we are in April, and we're still cleaning. The biggest issue for us is the garage.
The garage, the pit of the house.
Yep. It says, hasn't been touched since we moved in 7 years ago. Also, my wife is giving me honeydew items that keep building up. Do you guys do a regular spring cleaning? And if so, do you have any tips for someone that is 7 years behind in doing it? It says, Justin. I don't know. You're the one that's like, we need to be on top of this, and so we get on top of it. And I'm the one that
I organize it and go, okay, this is what we're going to do. Here's your tool. You go do that thing. Carter, you go do that thing. Nick's not around to help me anymore. Dang it.
I'll be like, do you need a hard drive optimized? Because I can do
Although,
that.
Although I will say you did a really great job doing some spring cleaning of old computers.
Yeah, we went and recycled.
Which is a huge space saver, by the way.
Yeah.
So I would say the most important thing is to start. Sometimes that's the hardest part, too.
Do you think those guys really wipe my hard drives when I took those?
I really hope so. Once you get started, though, cleaning the garage,
no.
You start with an area or shelf or whatever, and it just kind of compounds, and you just get it done.
Yeah, you've always been good at it. Like, you'll see it and attack it and know what to do to get it done. I see it and go, I don't know where to start. Therefore, I think I can do something else.
That's how I feel about the basement.
Well,
the table that's full of your stuff, it's the same way you feel about the garage. And you're like, I don't know what to do with any of these things.
Yeah.
Just so everyone is clear.
But I feel overwhelmed by my own crap.
Just so everyone's clear, though, all the tools in our house are mine.
Yeah, they're Kim.
And so when Scott goes to the garage, he's like, I don't know. And when I go in the basement and see stacks of whether it's board games, video games, computers, all that stuff, I'd go, I don't know what to do with any of this. Where do I put it?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
If you're ever at our house and you hear, rear, rear, it's not me. It's Kim. She's got some tool. Getting it done. Getting some work done.
All the drills, the blowers, the snow blowers, the lawnmower, they're all mine.
But we do. To answer his question, I mean, we do. Like a spring cleaning thing every year. We get the lawn aerated. We get we put new seed down. I say we. Kim put new seed down in the backyard because the dogs have torn up the grass back there. It's a weird little patch of grass that doesn't do very well anyway, no matter what you do, but...
It's because they run in the snow, and it just kind of...
What is beeping?
That?
No, it's...
Oh, something's beeping.
Yeah, I'm going to close Discord. I think Discord's beeping. Anyway, sorry, continue.
But they get it out there in the mud, and it just becomes... Or in the snow, and then it becomes just a muddy area by spring. So no. I end up reseeding it because the dogs are running through.
This year, we had to dip into that stimulus cash that they sent us. The government and use it for things that mattered around here, like our gutters needed work. We got that done. Our paint had to be redone.
We got to repaint
exterior painting because just
week.
Old. We did talk about that. What else? Oh, the water heater.
Done.
Yeah, the water heater and softener thing. That combo was good. We got that all in there. So a lot of what I would consider
they're the
not
things
spring
that
cleaning,
stress
but things
out.
You need to. Yes.
So the things that stress me out anyway.
Stuff that's
going to
break
about.
If we don't fix it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we did a lot of that. The spring cleaning takes a lot more than spring. I would say I get more interested in it in the fall, sadly.
Cleaning
because
in the
fall? Spring, I'm ready to go outside and plant all the plants and put in tomato plants and run all the sprinklers and all of that stuff. I get more excited about that.
Speaking of that, we did Thanksgiving out on the back porch thing with the kit. I mean, I keep saying that because the food was so Thanksgiving. There was mashed potatoes and gravy and everything.
It's true. We did do that. But yes, Easter was outside because we actually hit a 75-degree day.
It was awesome.
It was so lovely.
But the next day and night was like 32 and snow.
We woke up to snow on Monday morning.
Utah spring, man. this area, it gets real drunk when it comes to spring. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
It's all over the place.
But anyway, so the point is there, Justin, sounds like you got a good handle on it. But the whole 7 years.
Well, the fact they're both doing it together is going to make the whole 7 year garage, we're going to call it the 7 year garage. They do it together, they'll get it done.
My overall feeling is when I start to feel frustrated, when I'm trying to go through stuff, throw stuff out, put things up on eBay or put it, you know, donate it, whatever, is being overwhelmed with this feeling that, like, almost like those people on those hoarder shows where they are really resistant. Once the people show up.
Nostalgia? What?
Well, when the people show up to their house, before that, they're all in agreement. Yeah, we're going to do this. All right. First time ever. Then they all show up with their trucks and he's like, not that. No, don't take that. That means something to me. And like, they're all freaking out. And I feel like that's me a little bit.
That's you a lot.
It's me a lot. I'm not a hoarder, but I get weird about, like, Kim always says, do you really have to keep that cable? Well, you never know when you're going to need it. No, you will know, and you'll spend $3 on a new one at model price or something.
Because you can't find this cable.
Right. So she's right. And what is often a real relief for me is just to take it and go, I know I think I need 8 of these 10 things, but I know that I don't. So
you have to be in a mood for that, though. Everyone does. I have to, too. I have to be in a real mood of getting rid of stuff before I can go out in the garage and go, okay, it's time to clean out.
Wouldn't it be cool if a doctor told you, Mr. Johnson, you have a rare condition that's called bad dreamitis, and it's caused you a bunch of issues, and one of them is you've only got a month to live. If they did that, but was lying, wasn't actually telling me the truth, for a whole month, I would be like, clear it all out. Like, who cares? I'm going to be dead. Let's clear it out and enjoy what we got.
You'd be like, I can look at it for one more month, and then you're going to deal with this after I'm gone.
Well, it would be interesting because when
the 30 days were up.
When it's up and I'm like still alive, I go to the doctor and go, wait a minute. He said, and he'd say, oh, we were just trying to get you motivated to clean up your shit. That's what he would say.
And it didn't work.
Yeah.
Because I could tell you right now, you'd be like, oh, let's not waste our time cleaning things.
I mean, there is.
I only have 30 days.
You think I would?
Probably.
I might.
I'd be like, I'm going to go up in the mountains. We're going to go hiking. We're going to do all these things.
Yeah.
While we have time.
It's a fair point.
No one wants to spend their time cleaning. It's not fun.
I was going to say something to you. What was it? About.
I don't know.
It was a really good point.
I don't know.
It was a really good point.
I just think everyone has their things that are hard to get rid of or hard to clean out. But you get in this weird mood every once in a while. It's not very often, but when you do, it's the best because you're like, oh, get rid of it all. I don't care. I don't even care. And then you have this clean space and it's the best.
I do like it. Right now, I don't have the cleanest space. Although I say that, but there's a lot of stuff that is cleared out now. Like,
yes, a lot more of it.
The store or the furnace room is way better. Some of that did get just transplanted to another part of the basement, but anyway, my goal between now and my birthday in July.
How about I give you 30 days?
Or you'll
kill me. You might die in 30 days if you don't get this cleaned up.
I'll murder you in your sleep unless you can do it. Oh, that was some
sleep? You're not getting any sleep.
The thing I was going to say that I couldn't remember, that's what it was about.
What? Was it about sleep?
No. What was it?
Murdering you?
No.
Departmentalization?
No. I can't remember.
Is it about hoarding things?
No. It's not about my whistling dog either. Gosh dang it, Rainer. All right. Well, I think that'll do it for today's skim.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for sending emails.
Oh, I did want to mention the newsletter. So if you didn't get the last couple newsletters, then you'll know you missed out on Carter's awesome rice bowls, which I put the whole recipe up on there with instructions and photos and everything. You can still access that. All of this is for free, and the regular newsletters that come to you cost you nothing, and I don't do anything weird with your email. In fact, I don't think I have access to it, but basically you just come sign up with an email and you get a newsletter. It's old fashioned in a way. So head on over to frogpants.club, C-U-L-B, club, and sign up today. And that same address works if you're just already a member and you want to go check out archives. You can go see anything that's been sent up to that point.
Yeah, we definitely won't be doing anything with anyone's emails. We don't have time.
I don't have time.
To send your email anywhere.
Are you kidding me? I have enough cables to go through. I don't want to go through your emails. Yeah, I want nothing to do with anyone's personal information. Hi, Rainer. What's the matter?
She wants to go outside.
Watch this. There you go.
And
good
with
girl.
That,
with
we're
that,
say
we'll
goodbye.
End it. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.